We can dance if you want to.
Hello?
Hey, Natalie, it's Matt.
Hey, Matt.
How's your day going?
Good. How's yours?
Busy as always. So what do you do during the day? Obviously, you have another job, right?
Uh-huh. So I go to school, and then I work at a restaurant.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay.
Yes.
What kind of food is it?
It's BJ's. So it's a show.
Okay. Yeah. I know BJ's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The bazooki. Do they still got the cookie? The big old...
They do.
Yeah, I used to go to BJ's a lot. You know?
It's good food, so I don't blame you.
It is really good food. I miss BJ's. I haven't been in a while, but he brought back memories. but yeah, BJ's is good. And they have like everything. It's kind of it's like more like an upscale like Applebee's to me. You know what I mean? Like it's
yeah.
Kind of like falls in there. You know, I don't want to like compare it to Applebee's, but you get what I mean. It's like more upscale-y. Like,
yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. And the food is good. Definitely.
Yeah.
How long have you been working at BJ's?
Since I want to say like August.
You like it?
Yeah. No, can't complain. I like it. I like the people.
Okay. You a waitress?
No, I'm a host.
Oh, you're a host. Okay. Good. Yeah. It probably is a lot less stressful being a host than like a waitress or wait staff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keeps it simple. Do they give you tips too for being the host as well?
Yeah. They tip us out.
Okay. That's
good. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Actually not, you know, definitely good. And then now you guys are trying to grow this business. So that's good. Like you got some good plans this coming year. So,
yes,
what
definitely.
Are you going to school for?
Electrical.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes.
So you want to be like, you want to become an electrician? Is that your goal?
My goal is to be a journeyman.
Oh, wow. You got some big goals. Okay. All right. You know, I like that. You know, it's great because I sometimes talk to women that are handyman too, you know, like, and they're in that category and I'm like, okay. You know, like you don't see that often, especially like an electrician. Like that's really cool. How much longer school do you have for that?
My program ends in May.
So it's just like a certain program. How long is the program for? Like what was the
school? It's 9 months. Yes.
That's smart.
It's nine
that's
months
actually
of
smart.
Just,
you did it specialized instead of like trying to go to like a 4-year or whatnot and like spending all that money. So
yeah.
That's great. Well, I hope that you get some really good success on that. And then whenever you need to get on Google or whatnot, you know, if you ever start your own electrical company, I help a lot of electricians out. I don't know if you saw that video, Stingray Electric, my client.
Yeah.
They do really, really good with me. And I got tons and tons of electricians. So, okay. So we left off. So we're going to go with N&J Lawn Care 647 Lola Drive, right?
Yeah.
We're going to create you guys a new website. Okay. You're going to send us some photos and then you're going to start working on getting that, fictitious business name statement filed. In other words, their DBA for that name. Okay. We're going to also give you that tracking phone number like we talked about. That's going to be on all the ads, right? To ultimately show the analytics, show you guys how many leads you're getting. You guys can download the app. Right, both of you guys, if you want, and it's going to keep everything centralized. Once we get your Google Business Profile set up, then that's where you guys are going to start optimizing, okay? And you're going to start, like I said, getting more and more success. So as I was explaining to both you and Jacob, there's a little bit of a ramp-up period, right? So the first 7 to 14 days, we got to create your website, get your ads going, right? Your Facebook ads like running and all that. And then like by day 45 to 60, that's really where you're like SEO really starts taking off and you're really ranking good on the search engines, right? So what I was saying is like the first 30 days you guys are going to see results, but it's really month two where this thing, like, you see a noticeable, like, night and day results, right? And then obviously, you know, after the 60th day, like, it just keeps building upon itself, right? So we give you guys continuous reporting, ongoing review, customer support, all of that. So it all comes with the service.
Okay.
Okay. Did Jacob have any other questions when we hung up, or is he pretty much?
No, he didn't have many. He just wanted to talk to me about everything, just make sure everything was good.
Okay, good. Perfect, perfect. Yeah. So the nice thing is you guys get a full support team behind me. So one thing I always tell people, Natalie, is I'm really, really busy here. And, you know, so you will have an actual dedicated account manager assigned to your account that you guys will get to know. I will be in the background. I will be touching base. I always stay on top of my team too when I like have to fill in or, hey, did you handle this, Rick? Or did you do that, Nancy? Right. So I'm always like making sure my clients are getting really like white glove service from us. And so, but the account manager's job is really to like make sure the communication's going, making sure all the grunt work is being done on your account, like all the little steps, like all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed kind of thing, so that you guys ultimately, you know, get the success and you guys continue to stay with us, okay? So you guys will have like monthly calls with your account manager, and their job is to go over all the analytics, see all the leads, what's performing, right, and continue to keep making tweaks along the way so that you guys get more and more success, you know, with it, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then your last name is Rodriguez, right?
Correct.
Okay, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And it's just N-A-T-A-L-I-E, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure I got all that right, too. Okay, perfect. Okay, so like I said, just need to get your account finished up here. So we're going to obviously use your security question as Woodland. And I did put Jacob as an authorized user. His last name is spelled A-S-T-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then he said his email was jacob.aston2006@gmail.com. That's his correct email, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then I have his number as 530-356-8641. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I got to make sure I got all that right. Okay, cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get you over your invoice and finish up creating the accounting side of everything. I know you said you wanted to use a Visa card, right? And that's kind of where we left off. Did you ever?
Yes.
Okay. I should go ahead and start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
It's going to be 4494.
Okay.
6577.
Okay.
3231.
Okay.
8920.
8920. Okay, let me read this back to you. 4494-6577-3231-8920.
Yes.
Okay. And then the expiration date on that?
0128.
0128. And this card's in your name, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
813.
Okay. Now, do you know, like, are you going to just watch, like, a YouTube video or Google how to do the DBA? Like, do you need any help on that? Or, like, where are you at on that?
We've been, like, looking it up. Okay. I don't know exactly, like, is it, can we do it online or?
Yeah, great question. So, yeah, so you can do it all online, right? Mm-hmm. First thing is you obviously need to go do, like, you got to go to, like, there's a site that you go to search the name to make sure it's available, right? Have you done that step yet?
No, we haven't. We've been on the go. So,
DBA, let me just type this in, name search. Because I know what it is for, here it is. So it's on the California Secretary of State still. Okay, cool. Just want to make sure, create a biz file for login. Okay. So here I'm going to go search by name. Okay. Available name. That's what we need. We need a DBA name search. Okay. Here we go. Okay. What county are you guys in?
Yolo County.
Yolo?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'll definitely do some, oh, YOLO. Yeah, there you go. YOLO. Gotcha. YOLO. Okay. Obviously this one's not working. All right. I'll find out the fictitious business name. Here we go. Okay. Let's see if this one works. This is named Record Search. No, that's not what we want. Okay. Yeah, I'll find out where, like, you can type in the name. I highly doubt somebody's got that name. You know what I mean? Because it's so specific in California. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But what I'll do is I'll go ahead and find it. So here's how you do it right here. No, that's not, that's by that county. Okay. I'll send you some text once I like really dial it in, maybe to help you. But yes, you can definitely, but in your, like, your county. So if you go to Yolo County DBA filing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fictitious business, right? Here we go. Names. Here we go. So you can do it right here. Okay. So yeah, it shows you right here how to do it. Okay. Cool. I'm going to text this to you before I forget, okay? Because I know I will. And, you know, us guys, how that is. Okay. All right. So I just sent this to you, and it walks you step by step on how to do it, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So you're going to put the N and J lawn care, right? So N and then the and symbol J, right, space lawn space care, right? And then obviously you're going to use that 647 Lola Drive. Right, as mm-hmm. the address. Okay. So make sure that all kind of like syncs and matches up. So, cause when you have that filed, what that's going to be able to do for us is be able to give that support to Google, right? To show that you guys are a legitimate business. It's going to help a mm-hmm. lot there. Okay. So there's that. Okay. Any questions on that though?
No, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So I am, like I said, finishing this up. And you said it was January 2028. Did I get the expiration date on that card right? Like, I already put it away, Matt. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I think you said that. Oh, that's what I put.
Yeah, 0128. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. You know how that goes. God. Perfect. Yeah. So we're also going to create you guys ads, like I said earlier, too, for your Facebook campaign. So those should be going live right after the website gets done. So the website gets done within 7 to 10 days, and then those Facebook ads go live right after that. So it's pretty quick. So that should definitely start triggering some business for you guys, right?
Okay.
Within a reasonable period of time so that you guys can start getting that results like I was talking about, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. I'm glad we're going to help you out, and I can't wait to see you guys' success because I'm excited. This really, like, makes what I do so special because I like seeing businesses like yours that are just barely trying to get off the ground and get business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are doing the wise thing because a lot of times, you know, some people – it's like pulling teeth to get them to spend money, you know? And then mm-hmm. some people are like, you know what? I got to spend some money or I'm not going to make any money, right? So,
exactly.
You know, you guys are definitely looking at this at the right angle. And it's really going to go far for you guys because over time, then as we get you more and more business, then you can, you know, have more budget if you ever want to increase, you know, like your marketing budget. You know,
mm-hmm.
we could always spend a little more on Facebook, right? We could always, get those paper leads that we talked about. So the step in the direction, do you remember I was telling you about those paper leads, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. So what that looks like, because you're 95776. Let me go back here. 95776. So I know you had to have like this registration, right? For those, right? Remember I was telling you about that? And it's like having that registration was like so important to like get it approved. So that was like long care in 95776. Yeah. So it's something we can definitely, work towards. In other words, right. So next year when we do, start really taking you guys off, right. You guys can eventually go towards those leads, right? And those leads really are like a game changer when it comes to this. But you got to have like either a gardener business license, right? Like a maintenance for the state of California. So that's like obviously an extra step. And then you have to get general liability insurance on those. But the good news is on those leads, Natalie, right? Anytime somebody calls you, you guys have the ability to receive or reject that lead, okay? And so let's say somebody calls you up and you're like, hey, you know what? I'm looking for a company to cut my grass every month, right? And that lead, if you guys decide you want to take it, it's $24 for that lead. So it's a qualified lead, you know?
Okay.
So it's a good way in the future to help grow the business to the extra level. So with this package that we're getting you on, we typically see for every dollar you spend, you get $10 back, okay? It's a couple thousands of dollars worth of business every month kind of thing, okay? But it's going to, like, only take you so far. If you guys want to get to where you're making $8,000, $10,000 a month, right, on the business, obviously we got to get more leads and spend more money, right? But like I said, this is the first step in the right direction and going to ultimately get you guys kind of the progress, and then we can start working towards that later. But I'll send you here. Here's the two things you would need. Maybe look into this, you know, like you don't need to obviously do it today. I'll text it to you right now too before I forget. But definitely a goal you guys should work on towards getting, right, for like next year. You know what I mean? So, and it's something we can definitely get you like solidified by maybe, I don't know, mid next year, maybe May or June, right? Because you're going to, like I said, have to get one of these two licenses, and then I can help you get the liability insurance. So figure out how to get one of these and what it takes, right? Because, you know, obviously it's just going to take, like, probably you have to fill something out with the state and, you know, pay a little fee, okay? But right now, let's not focus so heavily on that, because why? I don't want you spending money on that because it doesn't make sense yet. But, you know, over time when we start making you money, then that's when we can have more talk about it. So I just wanted to get in your ear on it, of course, to kind of explain that, because those will really help you guys transform your business. That's like the next level, okay? Okay, so I got to go ahead and read this to you because I was obviously able to get you a discount of pre-arrangement. We're taking care of the website for you guys, right? So we're not charging for that. So obviously, if for an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice, okay? So do me a favor. Stop me and just, like, ask me, hey, Matt, what does that mean? If like, you don't understand anything, so I can review and clarify it for you. I'll just rephrase it for you, just so you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
All right.
Okay. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
N&J Lawn Care.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Natalie Rodriguez, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. I'll text it to you as well. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all forms of phone calls to you. We're pretty quick at returning phone calls, but sometimes, like, you know, if you, like, reached out to us, like, or texted us, like, later in the day and, like, we're about to close, you know, obviously sometimes it might carry over to the next day. So, but we are very, very responsive. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, okay? A lot of people get calls from Yelp when, because people, you know, these Yelp salespeople see you guys on the front page of Google and obviously they're calling you, right? So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
So what do you mean by that?
Okay. So what that means is, like, during, you know, us helping you, if you decide to do any other marketing efforts, just let us know. That's basically what that's saying. We let us know. Okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your, business license, a Google guarantee application, any other items recommended for Google business profile verification. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days, okay? Failure to provide the necessary documents with a time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items upon request within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So like I said, just try to get going on that, that, you know, that DBA. Right. So that, you know, we can get that as quickly as possible. Okay. We just don't want to delay everything. Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today's date, is December 30th, 2025 and the non-refundable amount of $299. Like, as we explained and as we talked about our previous phone call, this is obviously a 3-month verbal agreement. Okay. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 30th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent your charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So if you ever need to change your billing date, just, like, let us know 3 business days before, okay? Keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Pretty self-explanatory, but I have to do that. Okay. All righty. Good news is that you caught us at a good time because you're going to get that website for free. So that's going to be cool.
I have one more. I have a question about that, actually.
Yeah.
So my monthly, is it going to stay $299 after, or am I going to have that?
Yes, great question. Yes. Once we lock you into this, it stays at this.
So
if we ever raise our pricing for new clients, right, which obviously over the years we've definitely raised pricing, right, you know, you stay at this rate.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll never go up on you. Great question, by the way. Now, your pay-per-leads, once we get that thing going, Google will fluctuate those sometimes, like, as the rate increases, like, every 6 months kind of thing. Like, they'll increase the cost per lead a couple bucks here or there. But with us, it always stays the same. The only time that it would ever change is if you decide, hey, you know what, let's spend a little bit more money. Instead of spending $100 a month on the Facebook ads, let's say you want to spend $200 on the Facebook ads, right, a month. So obviously the difference would be instead of $299, it'd be $399, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the only time anything would ever change is if you decide you want to put more towards marketing. But yeah, this will always stay at $299.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the commitment to our clients. That's the one thing I love about our company is we won't just raise pricing on you. Okay. You should get some text messages coming through any second now. So just let me know when you do get them. Like, should be, like I said, it should be any moment now, like this sends it automated kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. One of them should be your invoice and says, and there's a link there that you got to click on to sign.
Like I log into the local Splash?
No, there's a link. It's to your please sign your invoice, your terms and conditions, and it should say local Splash. The link is localsplash.com/terms. There's a text message. You probably got a few text messages, so.
I only got the, okay. Okay, perfect. I got the invoice.
Yeah. So just click on that. And then it's going to have you sign your name, Natalie Rodriguez. And then you're going to click on 3 checkboxes. And I know sometimes it's a lot of information, you know what I mean? And so I'm kind of glad we kind of broke this up in a few phone calls, you know, so you understand everything. Because, you know, I try to take my time with everybody, but, you know, sometimes it is a lot of info. But if you're ever confused or anything, you could always text me. Like, I'm very, you know, easy to get a hold of. Like, I've already gotten, like, 6 text messages from my clients already today. So, you know, very easy. Yeah. Next thing, too, once you're done with that, I'll go over a couple more quick things for you.
Alrighty, and then it was signed.
Okay, perfect. Yep, I do see that. Okay, so I do have you scheduled, as we talked about, okay? You go back tomorrow at 2:30 still.
Perfect.
Okay, so obviously, if you want Jacob, you know, there with you, like we did today, earlier when we spoke, then by all means, so he can listen and get kind of thing. I do recommend that you guys are like at least able to use your phone to get on the internet or a computer. Doesn't have to be. And the next thing I do recommend is you downloading the local Splash app. Okay.
And then, okay. I'm so sorry. Can we both be logged into that?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can definitely give him the because you got a text message for the account where it tells you your username and password, so he can log into the exact same one as well. We can help him like create his own account and password and all that stuff too, like his own separate one down the road as well. Once we get things going, okay. So you can have a separate one. But, like, right now you can just give him – you can download the app and then you can give him the username and password that we set up for it so he can have it as well. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Makes sense? Okay. And if you guys need any help, too, tomorrow on the call we'll definitely help you guys with that. So, no, like, the one thing we're not going to ever do to you guys is just throw you in the deep end of the pool and say good luck and swim, right? We're going to hold your hand – like every step of the way, and that will obviously be a big benefit to you guys so that, you know, you're not left alone. Like, and we're going to show you all the features, like how to get the 5-star reviews like we talked about the last call. We're going to show you, like, you know, how to look at all your leads, right? It's all your leads are recorded, the phone calls there. So you're going to see all of that once you start seeing the momentum of this project start getting steam and the leads start coming in, right? And you'll obviously understand it as you go along, okay? So okay. I did send you that text message. Just want to make sure that you got it before I let you go. And it was the one, hold on. I sent you the one with the, it should start with ace.yolocounty.gov. Then around 2:12-ish our time. Just want to make sure you got it. I know you got a bunch of text messages. It was like, it was the fourth one down.
I have the welcome, the contact, and then the invoice, but I don't have that one.
Hmm. Okay. Let me go ahead and resend that. See, that's why I want to make sure. It's probably just, you know. Okay. 530-402-H. Oh. That's why you didn't get it, because I sent it to the other guy. Well, that would make sense. I'm like, huh. Okay. So let me send you this. I'm going to send this all in one text message. I sent it. I must have. I don't know why the system pre-selected his number. Now I see. Thank you for letting me know. That's why I ask these things, right? I will always want to make sure I say, okay. So these are the two. Okay. So two licenses. For pay per leave later, okay? I'm going to put this as that later. Okay, perfect. So, all right, let me make sure that you get this because, obviously, this is important. This is where you're going to go file your fictitious business name statement. And they have a lookup tool right there on the county website, too, for Yolo.
Okay. All right, perfect. I got it.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Okay, so you guys are set up. For tomorrow, Natalie, 2:30, okay, we'll be giving you a call, okay, going over some things with both of you and Jacob, and then we will definitely pick it up from there, okay?
Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Matt.
No worries. Congrats. I look forward to helping you guys and seeing you guys' success. We'll talk tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.